Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.
I did the math, Big O. Despite the off-the-field bullcrap, statistically, Watson dwarfs Lamar in every way. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. But Watson is a better passer than Lamar Jackson. Watson's problem was off the field, not on the field. Remember that. That's the difference with the Deshaun Watson stuff was all off the field. You know, nobody questions Deshaun Watson as a quarterback, okay? Maybe the time off and he didn't look good last year and now he's got another offseason to sit on. That might take him out of his rhythm, you know, but the difference is that when you look at Lamar Jackson and you look at Deshaun Watson is a true quarterback. He's a real quarterback. Forget about the scummy stuff that we know off the field, okay? Whether it's true or not or whatever, it's disturbing, it's whatever. But I'm just talking about the athlete, the quarterback, the player. And that's the difference right there, my man. And that's why you can't compare the two passers. Deshaun Watson is a pure passer. He's a real pocket passer. He runs because he has no choice. Lamar Jackson has to run in order to be an effective quarterback. His passing game complements his running game. Without the running game, Lamar Jackson cannot be a quarterback in the NFL. And that's the part that I think we have a lot of people that they seem to not understand. And you know, when you have all these idiots on television or writers or any of these morons in the media, and they're saying, oh, I can't believe teams aren't lined up for him. Well, they're not going to line up for him. Because if you sign Lamar, you have to change everything on your offense. So there's only going to be a couple of teams that might be willing to do it. There's only going to be a couple of head coaches that might be willing to do it. And you're only going to find a couple of offensive coordinators that might be willing to do it. It's now, if you take away the off-the-field concerns from Deshaun Watson, every NFL team that needs a quarterback goes after Deshaun Watson. Because he's a real quarterback. He's actually a pocket passer. And that's the difference. And that's the part that people don't understand, you know? And when you have some of these arguments with people that are so pro Lamar Jackson, especially down here since he's from here, they get blinded because he's the hometown kid, right? But all you got to do is say what I just said earlier in this whole thing. One guy can make a living completely from the pocket and the other one cannot. So don't tell me that you're actually a pure quarterback when you can't make a living from the pocket. Because that's what I need my quarterback to do. Sure, does it help that you can run when you have to and you have no choice? Awesome. But if it's by design all the time, I want no part of it. Because I know where it ends up. Injured. You're done. They broke down Cam Newton. Lamar Jackson's half his size. And Cam Newton is built like a house. That's the difference, man. And that's where people just kind of get hung up with all this crap. Get too emotional about it. Man, I'm way too stoked for the Dolphins season. Never paid this much attention during the offseason before. Well, I've always paid heavily to the offseason, to every part of the Dolphins season. But I am really, really jacked about this season coming up. Yeah, and let me, I want to explain some stuff because coming off of that conversation with Mike Silver, and if you haven't seen that video, you should watch that video. It's a great interview with McDaniel. He was so open. But one of the things that in that interview that they talk about, and this adds a little bit more to the spice of this coming season, is that, remember, when he put together that tape and he noticed what he saw in Tua and he loved it and all that kind of stuff, He then, you know, talked to his people in the front office, and then they were like, we got to go out and get some offensive linemen. Okay? And then he was like, we got to get some after-the-catch weapons. And then he went back and created that tape to show people, because remember, he tells Mike Silver, I don't want to be the guy to tell everybody, hey, no, we're going to do this because I say so. He didn't want to be that guy. So he went and got the tape, made a tape, all right, offensive plays mixed in with San Francisco plays on what he wanted to do so he can get everybody in the front office looking at his point of view. And so that's what they did. They went out and got weapons. They got the running backs, one in the offseason, one during the season. They got Tyreek Hill, obviously, that they added. They were adding Cedric, too, before that. So they were adding weapons, right? And then they went and got the young kid, the tight end, that can run like the wind. He's super, you know, raw, and we'll see if this year he's able to take a step forward. But they went and got weapons. This year, I'm convinced that they're going to do something with the offensive line now because they don't really need weapons outside of a tight end. So that second round pick, more and more, I'm thinking it's going to be an offensive lineman, and that third round pick is going to be that tight end. Because remember, they have their project that they like, and clearly Mike McDaniel likes the project. So if he thinks that the project has a chance, he's not really going to go for such a high pick. So I think that second rounder, that 51st pick, I think it's going to be a lineman. More than ever now, I am convinced it's going to be a lineman. When I hear that conversation with Silver, you got your weapons. You don't need it. The front office and everybody else wanted to improve more of the line. I think they're going to try to do that. So, and I know that you're wondering, well, wait a minute, they haven't made that move, and I think it's coming in the draft in that second round. I think they must like certain guys that are there at that spot in the draft, and they think that they're going to get themselves a pretty damn good player on the offensive line. And then there's a slew of tight ends. So they feel like they'll get one at 77. And I think that that's what's going to end up happening. I think you're going to see a little bit more improvement on the line overall, and then you've already got the weapons and the quarterback and the system already in place. And that's the beauty, too, that all these guys get to come back to the same scheme this year. And I think that's an enormous positive. There must be a plan in place to add another lineman or two to this mix. I think that's what's going to end up happening. Sean?
No, because I was going to ask you because, you know, they showed pictures of Greer and McDaniel at the pro days of, Penn State, I think, in Alabama and a couple other ones. And they were talking to tight ends. Do you think they're kind of throwing a smokescreen?
I think so. I think
they're looking at the, you know, offensive linemen as well, but everybody thinks they're focusing on the tight end, so
right.
Let's feed it, and then we drop.
I think it's the third round is where the tight end goes.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think at 51, you're going to have an opportunity to get some linemen. And at 77, it just becomes that much harder for you folks. As you all know, I don't need to, you know, break any news here or anything like that. You guys know what the hell I'm talking about. So you're gonna see, and you're gonna notice that when it comes to tackles, there's probably enough in this draft in the second round that you're still going to be able to grab some guys. Whereas in the third round, you may not have the same depth at tackle. And that's where, you know, I think things kind of change a little bit. That's why I'm saying, if anything, I think that that's where this team ends up going. They go tackle in the second round, and then they go tight end in the third. For me, that would make a lot of sense.